In your world tonight.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with your fantasy sports update. Hockey legend Steve Yzerman is now the GM of the Detroit Red Wings. Back where it all started, Yzerman, now 53, spent the last eight seasons as GM and vice president of the Tampa Bay Lightning before resigning in 2018 with 1 year left on his contract. Ken Holland, the current GM, it's going to be interesting. Probably going to stick around. He's garnered interest from the Edmonton Oilers and expansion Seattle. He's been Detroit's GM since 1997. Yzerman, a Hall of Famer, spent his entire 22-year career with Detroit, winning three Stanley Cups as captain of the Wings and amassing 1,755 points, one of the best in the biz. Just two playoff games on the ice tonight. The Leafs and Bruins get the doubleheader started at 7 p.m. Boston laying 145 at home, over under 6. This best of 7 series is tied at 2. And then the doubleheader at 10 o'clock, Calgary hosting Colorado. Colorado, man, they got these guys on the ropes. The Flames are minus 180 at home, the total 6-6 flat. And the Avalanche lead the best of 7 series 3-1, a win, and they join the Islanders and Blue Jackets in round 2, punching their ticket. 3-pack in the NBA playoffs tonight at 7. Raptors get things started with Orlando. The Raptors laying 5.5 in Florida. Total 211.5. This best of 7 series is tied at 1. 8:30, Boston at Indiana. The Pacers are minus 3. 205.5 is the total. The Celtics up 2-0 in that series. And at 9:30, Portland at Oklahoma City. Thunder laying 8 at home. Total 222. The Blazers lead that best of 7, 2-0 as well. NFL news. AC Chiefs wideout Tyreek Hill and his fiance Crystal Espinal have been temporarily losing custody of their 3-year-old son amid an ongoing investigation into allegations of child abuse. Authorities are investigating an alleged incident of battery that occurred at the couple's home back on March 14th. Police also looking at a child abuse neglect charge from March 5th, but they declined to press charges. Oakland Raiders GM Mike Mayock and coach John Gruden reportedly sending home their scouts today, and they're not expected to return before Thursday's NFL draft. According to NFL Network, Gruden and Mayock were unsure of who to trust due to the massive turnover with the Raiders organization and scouting department, and they wanted to clear the room. One afternoon game in the MLB, the Cubs have just scored again, so the Cubbies, they're up on Arizona 3-0. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Very busy night in baseball tonight. Let's go through everything after this game. 7:05, Vinny minus 200 versus Baltimore, total 9. Berrios versus Corn on the Cob. Yankees and the Royals, New York laying 180, over under 9, Junis and Sabathia. San Fran is at Pittsburgh, the Giants, small favorites 115, total 7.5, Bumgarner versus Lyles, 4 more games at 7:10. Atlanta is at Cleveland, the Tribe laying 135, 7.5, Toussaint versus Kluber. Boston at Tampa Bay, the Rays, they're laying 120, over under is 8, Rodriguez versus Stanek. The Chicago White Sox are at Detroit, Tigers laying 115, the total in this game 8.5, Rondon versus Zimmerman. Washington versus Miami, Nats minus 115 on the road, total 7.5, Sanchez versus Smith. 8:05, Houston minus 235 at Texas, 9.5, Verlander versus Smiley. 8:10, Dodgers laying 15 cents at Milwaukee, total 9.5, Stripling versus Chassin. 8:15, New York Mets and the Cardinals laying $1.60, total 9, Vargas versus Wainwright. 8:40, Philadelphia and Colorado, Rockies 140, total 10.5 there. And what else do we got? We got 2 at 10:07. Seattle at the Angels. Angels minus 120, over under 9. Gonzalez versus Pena. Toronto and Oakland. A's laying 135, 8.5. Stroman versus Brooks. And at 10:10, Cincy at San Diego. Padres minus 130, 7.5. Descalfani and Strom. Round 2 of the PGA's RBC Heritage from Harbortown on the go. We're currently in a weather delay right now, but the Irish Bear, Shane Lowry, he holds down the lead. Very, very good start for him. He birdied his first two holes. He's 8 under par through the first two holes. Dustin Johnson and Emiliano Grillo, they're one stroke back at 7 under par. Nelly Korda on the LPGA Tour, she gave up her lead. Her and Brooke Henderson, 2 off the pace on the Low Tee Championship there. And, hey, stick around, everybody. We got NHL talk. We got NBA playoff talk. Gabe's on fire with his totals and a whole lot more. I'm Cam Stewart. This is Red Heat and Rage. Gabe Morency, host, coming back. We're going to have a great day today on Friday. Hopefully, get you guys some winners, so stick around. Red Heat and Rage Radio coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions. Radio has that's the Radio Network, iHeartRadio.
Now on YouTube as well. I am Gabriel Morenci throwing it down in New York / New Jersey this afternoon. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart in Toronto, Ontario, where bookies are very busy this evening. The Boston bookies are busy, and the Toronto bookies are busy. Busy bookies.
Yeah, they usually are, Gabe. And good and stuff with your totals. Yeah,
happier bookies in Toronto.
I agree. I agree. Yeah,
they're happier in Toronto because, like, Boston teams seem to win more than Toronto teams.
If you were a Boston bookie when the New England Patriots roll around, that's a good time to take what you did, like move to Vegas for a year and just tell your clients, I'll come back in a year or two. We'll see how things go. When Brady retires, then you come back. It's kind of one of those things that you go to another country if you got relatives. When Tom Brady retires, come back and establish shop again. But you're right, Toronto bookies, a lot of the time, you know my buddy, people tend to bet on the hometown team, and they're happier. They're usually happier than sad, Gabe. Toronto bookies are usually living in pretty nice places with big bank accounts.
Yeah, the person that is like the that is Sammy Scrooge, that's like, you know, likes to bet against the home team to be just like the jerk off. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
he's good.
Yeah. He usually makes more money. Like betting on the local team never ends well. Like if you think about it, almost in like city by city, like. Here in New York, if you bet the Knicks all the time, man, you're in a lot of trouble.
You know what I mean? Think about it. The games you go to, the Yankees, you're in a lot of trouble. Oh, I agree. Yankees, horrible performance against the Royals. We talked about that line being a little bit fishy, and sometimes Vegas puts those bait jobs out. They're unbelievable. Unbelievable. And, even the Rays lost yesterday. Weird.
Speaking of which, yeah, they were due for a loss. At least they both lost. I had it on the parlay. If I'm going to lose, I'd rather them lose them both. So
I agree.
So both, look, the Toronto Raptors and the Toronto Maple Leafs are both playing at the same time tonight. And the Boston Celtics are in action this evening, as are the Boston Bruins. So that's why we're talking about the Boston bookies and the Toronto bookies, etc. But this is something that's insane, Cam. I talked about this earlier in the week. So the Toronto Raptors, the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the Toronto Blue Jays, all right, they haven't all won on the same day since April the 12th, 2002.
Wow.
17 years, bro.
Yeah, I might have been in Vegas that time. And I'm actually thinking, Gabe, it was like 20 years ago when we bet on all those teams. That's unbelievable stuff. And tonight, I don't know. I think the Raptors are going to win. I think the Jays have a chance against Brooks, against Oakland, but Oakland's pretty good at home. And do you think the Leafs, they got to win tonight, right? Is it what Meatloaf said? 2 out of 3 ain't bad, but that's not good enough. I think 2 out of 3 Toronto teams win tonight. What do you think?
2 out of 3? Well, I'll tell you, you go broke even thinking 2 out of 3. I swear, dude, I told people, I said this, man, when we were in Toronto, Cam, like you and me. I said this in the old days, and speaking of which, we have an old school guest joining us today.
Nice.
But I remember talking about this on Sirius years ago, like 10 years ago, 12 years ago, that if you just bet against every Toronto team when they all play on the same night, you'd make money.
For sure.
And never in my million years did I imagine it would be 17 years. Like if you bet against all three teams every time they played, you haven't lost in seven, like you haven't been swept in 17 years, man.
Problem. Big problem.
I got swept 2 nights.
I'd like to thank Winnipeg Jets, too. Suck it.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ready for the radio, best sports on radio network. I am Gabriel Morenci. Going down to Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Busy night tonight. Very busy night tonight. We've got NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, and you know, the playoffs have been going on now for a little more than a week in the National Hockey League, and we're approaching 6 days in the NBA. So, in other words, Kevin, we're getting to the point now where the games count. You know what I mean? Like, before it was like, it's just, you know, it's game one, it's game two. But the games count in every series from here on out right now, specifically the Toronto Maple Leaf game tonight and the Boston Bruins. The Calgary Flames, obviously, they're in a must-win situation. And I see some pretty daunting numbers as far as the Calgary Flames are concerned, Cam. They've never won a series when they're down three games to one before.
I got to be honest with you, and out of all those teams, you would have thought Tampa Bay would rebound in game four. No, they lose to Columbus. We were on Columbus. Oh, there's no way Pittsburgh gets swept by the Islanders. Yes, it happens. And I'll tell you, the way that Colorado plays, Gabe, Calgary will not be on my tickets tonight. I'm actually taking a look at Colorado. They've been very good in this series. They found ways to neutralize Calgary's speed. You're right, though. Calgary had many opportunities before overtime, in overtime, but they just couldn't seem to get things right. But I'm not sure if their sticks are going to be gripped a little bit too tight, because I'll tell you, man, they were huge favorites. When I was in Vegas, when we were at Fremont and all the other casinos, 6-1. They're one of the favorites to win the cup. Everybody and their mother, I looked at that on the board. I even told people, if you bet on Calgary, hell, if they come back and win this series and win the cup, 6-1 is a horrible price for that team. And Mike Smith, actually, the last game, he stood on his head a lot of the time, too. So he made some big saves. I'm telling you, Colorado are a scary team. Nathan MacKinnon can take over a game by himself, and he's got Gabe Landeskog there. He's got Rantanen. They got a lot of good players on that team, and that's a big number, very big number.
You're very, very convincing, Cam. You're very convincing. And
thank you.
They're all very good points, but unfortunately, I already played a parlay with the Toronto Raptors on the money line and the Calgary Flames.
I don't mind that. The thing is, the Flames should take care of business. I don't like the price.
If they lose, they lose. At least I know if they lose, they're going to be upset about it. You know what I mean? Like, their season's over. And
true,
it doesn't mean I'm taking Calgary every game from here on out. I don't think they're going to come back and win the series. For the record, they're 0-8 in team history when trailing 3-1 in the series. I don't think they're going to come back and win the series, but I do think that they're going to win tonight. But as you stated, I also didn't think the Pittsburgh Penguins would get swept on home ice.
Yeah, there's just a lot of things. Colorado with Grubauer, too. A lot of guys playing angry on the Avalanche. But I'll tell you, Calgary's got character guys, too, Gabe. They will show up tonight. It's going to be one thing, very physical and mean. Expect a lot of penalties and big hits tonight.
Mike Smith played well the other night, too. Hopefully he plays well again tonight. Let's bring in Steve Merrill. He always plays well. Steve, we appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Steve Merrill, what's going on, Steve?
You guys, how you doing?
Pretty good,
Steve. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. We're just talking NHL playoffs right now, but we've got the NBA tonight, Steve. And I was saying, you know, we're nearly a week into the NBA, six days in right now. These games start to count. Obviously, massive game for the Indiana Pacers tonight. They're down 2-0. Oklahoma City down 2-0. And the Toronto Raptors surprisingly lost game one, which they kind of shook off in game two. But, you know, they need to get back on track and do what Philadelphia did last night. So interesting night tonight in the NBA, sort of a crossroads in these series, Steve.
Yeah, one of the biggest adjustments we always see every year in the NBA playoffs is the game two to game three line when these teams return home. And we're seeing that in definitely the Indiana series and especially the Oklahoma City series. This line is an 11-point adjustment from game one when the Blazers were about a 3.5-point home favorite. Now they're a 7.5-8-point road dog. And remember last week, Gabe, you mentioned that Portland was favored in game one, yet they were a slight dog in the series. Yep. And I mentioned that's because of the overall power ratings. I thought Oklahoma City was headed the odds makers, and that's showing that here. You know, they were only a 1-point dog in game two, and now they're a 7.5-point favorite in game three. But
I think the power rankings might be wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, with that
that's
said, yeah, exactly.
I mean,
they lost
guys.
The first two. They got blown out in game
You're right.
two.
You're right. I'm staring at this line right now. Portland beat the crap out of you. I know Westbrook says, hey, I played like junk and I'm going to come back and get things done. But that is crazy, man. Like, almost getting 8 points compared to what before? Weird, man.
I don't know what's amazing.
I think you like Portland, buddy. I could tell.
No, I've got Oklahoma City on a money line parlay.
Okay.
I was thinking about Portland, but I was going to say they bake it into the cake, as everybody says now. You've heard this expression a lot used recently for one reason or another. And it's true. Like, why is it 7.5 points? Instead, Steve, you figure they'd be like, wow, all right, we got this one wrong. You know, like, if how the hell are Portland, who are 35-9 at home, 1-point favorites only, and suddenly Oklahoma City are 7.5? I don't understand the market on this one, but it's almost like a trap, Cam. We always talk about it. It's like they're begging you to take Portland tonight. It's a tricky trap.
Yeah, by the way, guys, on coverage.com right now, 59% of the consensus is on Portland +8. You don't see them on dogs too often. So, yeah, it's definitely a trap game. The line's inflated, but, yeah, I think the right side is probably okay.
You know what this is like? Cam, this isn't Steve. You guys will probably remember this. This is Gordon Jump on Different Strokes with Dudley. Want some candy, Dudley? Remember Little Arnold?
Yeah. WKRP.
Yeah. And it was like, they don't have episodes like that anymore. You know, you're watching Different Strokes, and you know, there's the Maytag Mater Mag, and suddenly he's trying to get in Dudley's pants and stuff.
He's
like
a creeper.
Yeah.
I think he was Mr. Horton's bike shop, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, exactly. He was the bike shop guy.
Didn't he capture those guys too? Yeah, like he held them captive. Like, they don't have shows like that anymore where like the neighborhood pedophile, like you put that stuff on TV, you'll lose your license. It was crazy.
I remember I was a kid watching that going, Dudley, you got to get out of there, man.
Me too.
I was all getting mad. I was like, Dudley, you got to go. You got to get out of there,
video
Dudley.
Video games in there. And, yeah, he was teasing the kids with video games and candy. Horrible.
It's a trap.
Well, the problem, of course, is that Dana Plato and Todd Bridges were both passed out from cocaine. They were supposed to be babysitting the boys that day.
Yeah, they weren't helping much help. It's true, Steve.
You know what's crazy? Like, who would have thought the only one alive now is Todd Bridges, Willis.
Gary Coleman's not alive?
Gary Coleman's dead. Gary Coleman died a few years ago, Steve.
I don't remember that. Wow. I thought you were going to say Gary Coleman was the only one alive.
Gary Coleman's gone.
I remember Dana Plato passed away.
Dana Plato's gone.
She had some problems.
She had some problems. She robbed a video store.
Yeah, I used to think she's hot, man. She was cute.
She was like Janet Jackson when I was a kid. She was like Willis's girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's right. Wow.
Yeah, so Gary Coleman's dead. Dana Plato's dead. Conrad Bain recently passed away like 6 months ago or something. Wow. And Mrs. Garrett just passed away. Charlotte Ray.
They both had a good run. They were much older.
The only one that's alive is, ironically enough, the one that had a crack problem and got shot at a crack house. That's what we always talk about. You can eat all the kale you want, Cam. God works in mysterious ways, bro. Willis is smoking crack and shot outside a crack house. It's like total rock bottom. He's fine now. He's in good shape. He's healthy. He's straight. He's living a good life. Everyone else is gone. Must freak Willis out, though, man, thinking about it. Like, they're all gone except for him.
It's true. I just double-checked, Gabe. I'm with Steve. Like, I don't remember Gary Coleman dying, but yeah.
Come on, you are correct. Gary Coleman's been dead forever.
Yeah, I don't recall that.
I don't remember. I don't, wow, man, it's blowing my mind. Anyway, I got enough problems, man. I don't understand what's going on. Seriously.
Webster's still alive?
Now I got Alzheimer's, Steve, on top of my condition.
I can't remember anything. Yeah, Emmanuel Lewis, Webster, he's still alive.
Yeah, Webster's still alive.
Alex Karras, the great Detroit Lion, was on that show.
Yeah. Ooh. Didn't he get, he got suspended for gambling.
I think there was
some connection.
Is the
dad still alive?
Right. I've always liked him.
He was a monster.
Yeah, Alex Karras got suspended by the NFL for a year for gambling on football.
Nice. Wow. I like him even more.
Yeah, exactly.
Good guy.
Mr. Belvedere.
Wesley.
Oh, Wesley. That British guy's head.
Yeah, Mr. Belvedere was a tool.
All right. We'll get back on track on the other side. Can't believe you two didn't know Gary Coleman was dead.
Wesley. Yeah, I'm an idiot.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Thank you.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio. Steve Barrett with us. So, Steve, what time are you on Richmond Radio today? Are they off because it's Easter, like normal people?
Yeah, no, I've got about 5-6 minutes here. We're good.
All right. No NASCAR this week, Cam, because
Easter. Easter.
Exactly. Like all these other leagues, like pretend they're holy and stuff, but they don't care.
NASCAR's
they don't care.
Real. They go to
NASCAR. They're like, yeah. And what's the other one, Steve? They don't race Mother Day's weekend either, huh?
Yeah, I like that.
All three series are off this week. Usually, like, the truck will sneak in a Saturday race or something. But, yeah, all three are off this weekend. I felt like they always had one of the smaller circuits even this weekend or Friday. But, yeah, they take it serious down south.
Pretty hardcore, Cam, shutting it down for Mother's Day weekend, too.
Well, they practice what they preach, right? Their mothers are important down south. God, they you know, all these other leagues, they talk about it. You said it. These guys actually do it.
NBA and NHL. They're like Christmas. Good. Yeah. Let's put six games on. How many games can we play on?
Exactly. You know, they do. They think about the lonely
man. They're like Easter. Easter. Good. All right. Let's make it a triple header only. We would put four, but since it's Easter, we'll make it three only.
That's what they say, Gabe. Those leagues think about the single guy. You know what I mean? You know, I just might as well sit at home and
that's what I told you.
Holidays. Yeah.
I always said that, Steve. One of the biggest outrages in modern sports history is the removal of the blue-gray game Christmas morning. And and secondly, give me the old days when the Peach Bowl was on New Year's Eve. You know what I mean? That was like the solitary loser game. You got no life. Bowl. Yeah,
Christmas
that was
Eve.
The that was the depressed drink wine and really wonder about your life game, Cam.
Of money. I know that game has had way too much money on it. It's like the one where I skip out of church to gamble on. I've done some really
Told stories about that game. I've watched that Hawaii Bowl, guys, under every circumstance. I've watched it at a girlfriend's family's house, all great, winning the game, eating turkey and like living life. I've done it like sitting like in a strip club alone. I've done it in a dark apartment alone, like thinking, God, this is my life. It's Christmas and I'm watching a Hawaii Bowl and I've got like $3,000 on Southern Miss. You know, like I've watched it in like every peak of life, like in Vegas and like, you know, in like dumpy apartments, like you name it, man. All right, Steve. So
Gabe, you should write your autobiography should be a book, like a 15-20-year book, and each chapter is where you watch the Hawaii Bowl that given.
The Hawaii
year. That
Bowl.
Would be a fantastic.
Oh yeah, that'd
read.
Be great. Yeah, Christmas 2007. Sat alone.
I'd buy one.
Six straight NBA games have gone over the number, guys. Last weekend when the playoffs opened, the first eight games went under. Five out of the last six have gone over, with the exception of the Boston game. My bad. Five of the last six. The last Boston game went under, and I was on it. So I should say I'm 6-0 with my totals the last six. But it's 5-1 to the over. Tricky tonight, Steve. I mean, look, Orlando and Toronto, both the first games went under the number. I think it's a doable number tonight. I could see there being more points on the board tonight. I like the under again. Boston and Indiana just aren't going anywhere. And I don't know. That Portland-Oklahoma City total is pretty high at 221.
Yeah, and you look at last night's game. The Warrior game was a blowout. And it still went over by a basket. You know, at 234.5, 235, it went to 237. So I do think a little bit of a line adjustment is why we're seeing some more overs now after the under run, as you mentioned. You mentioned it last week, Gabe. The playoffs are usually more defensive, more lower scoring. And I was not a surprise to see the unders cash on that first weekend. I think as we head into the rest of this first round, it's going to be more balanced. They're making the adjustments now. That Portland-Oklahoma City game is very interesting just from so many different levels. What do you do with Westbrook from a fantasy perspective? He nearly had a triple-double, but he had a bad game in game two, you know, and he got really just hammered by the media. I do expect him to play well tonight, but that doesn't necessarily mean he puts up big fantasy numbers, you know, and I think they're going to go and win that game. But is it high scoring? 222 is a big number in that one.
In fact, I actually played a prop with Westbrook tonight. Will Westbrook get a triple-double? And I say, yes, indeed, he will. Man, the guy wakes up. It's triple-doubles. Yeah, the media's all over him. It is what it is. It's not easy to win in Portland. Like I said, it's almost like we said earlier, like Oklahoma City, Cam, shouldn't have been favored. And then they go into Portland. They go into Portland, they lose, and then people rip Oklahoma City for choking somehow.
When Portland's a tough.
You should never have been favored. Like, you know what I mean?
Excellent point.
Like, they were wrong.
They are absolutely wrong. Portland got no respect. We took advantage of it. I kind of think tonight, Gabe, I know you've been hitting the totals down and I'm doing the sides. It's great. We put our knowledge together. We've been winning a hell of a lot more than losing. I think Indiana's in a good spot just to win the game tonight, guys. They were very close in these other games against Boston. Three's a low number, but if you're not, you can lay 45, 50 cents on the money line. They've been close in Boston. I got to believe Boston, you know, doesn't bring their A game, and Indiana can at least get one tonight. What do you guys think?
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Cam. I think this is the spot for him. You know, Boston was extremely fortunate to win game two, needed the miraculous finish. I think that's a regression here. As I said earlier, game three is where you really look for the adjustment, you know, in the series. And I would think down 0-2, it's kind of a must win for Indiana.
Steve Merrill, ProSportsInfo.com. You can also find him at CoversExperts.com. Thanks for the time, Steve. Later, Steve.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Right, there's Steve Merrill with us. Yeah, I played the Pacers. I was at the book already
today. That's my
Pacers
game. I'm going to take the Pacers. I think the Raptors win. I'm not sure if they're going to cover 5.5, but I kind of like the fact the spread is 5.5 on the road. I think they should be able to take care of the Magic. And I'm looking at Portland to cover, but maybe Oklahoma to win. That's kind of my NBA kind of early lines, Gabe. And you're on a lot of the same stuff. And what over do you like? Like the over in Toronto?
I like the Toronto Orlando. I like the under in the Boston Indiana game.
Yep, 205.5. Okay. I could buy into that.
I don't know. I'll check and see what I got. I think I might have gotten 203 or. I was at the book earlier. I'm at the mercy of whatever the line is. It is what it is when I'm at the book, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm still upset about that parlay last night. I put a $50 parlay in with Carolina. I had San Jose. A lot of people were on Vegas. And that Winnipeg collapse at the end of that game, I'm still in shock watching TV. I'm like, they had a 2-0 lead in that game. No one on Mr. Green. I learned a very valuable lesson last night. On Mr. Green, I'm buying out. Even if it's less than what it pays, I don't want to deal with the BS at the end of the game. When it was 2-1, I should have cashed out. Got too greedy, Gabe. Greed doesn't pay. Then you get nothing. That's the problem.
Yeah, sometimes you're better off just taking a profit and moving on and not worrying about it. You're right.
I agree. Next time, lesson learned. Lesson learned.
It's amazing, though. History repeats itself. Like you said, how the hell do you let that happen? How does that happen with 15 seconds left after all that? And, you know, it's amazing, man. These damn teams can't win on freaking home ice, man.
Think about
Winnipeg.
They
can't win on home ice.
Winnipeg has a lot of flashy players and good players, but defensively, the St. Louis Blues are the type of team you want in the playoffs, Gabe. The real grindy gritters, Pareko, Tyler Bozak. Look at the Leafs. What are they missing now? That grit. Other than a guy like Kadri who has to punch people in the faces, Bozak used to do the little things. Now St. Louis, then you couple him with Tarasenko and all the other guys they got on the team. Hell, the Blues aren't afraid of anybody. And Binnington, nobody. You played goal. Nobody bounces back like that guy. It was 2-0. And then after that, he stood on his head. This kid is special, man. And you see the celebration last night?
Hellebuck's been great, too.
No, that's not Hellebuck's fault. That was the defense's fault. They didn't cover the man on the tying goal where the net came up.
You can't let a guy set up shop in front of the net like that.
No. And another thing is,
and you get away with stuff. You get away with cross-checking people in the back then. Like the Leafs got away with it the other night. They won't call that. There's a guy in front of the net, guys, with like 30, 15, 20 seconds left in a playoff game. You can pretty much do anything except hit him over the head. And you're better off. Who cares if you take a penalty with 8 seconds left? You know what I'm saying? You're better off doing that than letting a guy set up like Tim Kerr did in the old days. Remember Tim Kerr? He used to set up, man, right there and stand there.
One of my favorite players, Gabe. Love Tim Kerr.
Yeah, they were using his Flyers, back. Yeah. Tim Kerr.
Just chopping his back. They were using it like they thought he was a tree. Stand there. Give me the damn puck. And I'll tell you.
In front of the net.
He was awesome, man. I love guys who stay in front of the net like that. And Binnington, he didn't celebrate last night. All he did was went up to one of his buddy, and he goes, listen, I'm gone. None of this big celebration in Winnipeg. They got the win. He was out the door, Gabe. I love players like that. This kid gets it, man. Very few athletes are like that now. Like, he's all business.
For a young kid, yeah, he is. He plays above his years. And it's funny, too. I notice I watch a lot of goalies, and this kid's really dialed in. Like, you'll notice, like, a lot of goalies, like, they get real casual. Like, Carey Price and stuff, you'll see, like, when the puck's not in their zone, like, he'll take his glove off and drink the water bottle. You know what I mean? Like, he's not... Like, Binnington, bro, is, like, in position for the 60 minutes of the game, bro.
Oh, I
know
he is.
The puck is in the corner. He shifts perfectly. Like, his mechanics are beautiful. It's just, like, one side, boom. Like, everything. Like, he's in just 100% concentration mode, this guy. Like, you'll notice some guys sort of stand up and they're casual.
Yeah.
And then they'll get back into it, and then they'll sort of, you know what I mean? And they're all over the place. This kid's, like you said, he's very, very mature. Had a great goaltending matchup between those two. They've both been putting on a clinic.
That's true. That's the thing about these goalies. That's why I'm kind of looking at Colorado tonight. I like Mike Smith, too, and he really impresses me. Sometimes he'll let in a weak goal, but he has been good this series, and it's not his fault. I'm really disappointed in Calgary's forwards. They don't know how to come back and pick up McKinnon. They leave, and their defensemen leave them with way too much space.
You know who's letting them down? Johnny Hockey. Johnny Hockey's got to be better.
He whines too much, too. All he does is bitch. Bitch. Oh, ref, he's all over me. Well, it's the playoffs, man. You're going to it's going to happen. Like, figure it out, bud.
Yeah, like, you said it earlier. Your best players need to make big plays in big games. And Nathan McKinnon kind of flies under the radar because he plays for the Colorado Avalanche.
I think he's the best player in the NHL, Gabe.
He's right up there, like you said.
I know, like, you know where he's from. Sidney Crosby's better. Yeah, he's from Coral Harbor, same place as Sidney Crosby.
Exactly.
Nathan McKinnon is better.
Sidney Crosby trained him and stuff.
Yeah, he did a
good
job.
Same thing, like Marchand that was allowed to go. Like, McKinnon was already really talented and stuff, but McKinnon's hardcore too, bro. He's like Crosby. Like, he's very straight and works out. Like, him and Crosby are running up mountains and stuff, like 6 a.m. with, like, backpacks with weights on them and stuff. You know what I mean? No, it's hardcore McKinnon. Like, he puts the work in to be as good as he is.
He is so fast.
He's a step above everything.
I agree.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Good job, Yay. Can't go wrong with a little AC/DC. Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports on Radio Network, iHeart, YouTube. I am Marenzi, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. You feeling better today, Cam?
A little bit, Gabe. I'm feeling a little bit better. Had a lot of water last night. Actually pulled the U. It's nice. I went to the store and got some Gatorade. I don't really drink. I usually drink more water and then like Pepsi, but I went for the electrolytes of Gatorade. And, I watched the games in bed last night, and I'm still having a lot of problems sleeping, but way better today, buddy. Thanks. I'm going to I'm just going to really try to clean up just a little bit, you know, a few beers here and there, and live a healthier lifestyle for a while and see how it goes.
Yeah, I think try to lay off the stress a little bit. And
Yeah, I got a lot of
listen,
that.
Listen, I don't know. You know, people watching, and, you know, some people were concerned. Like, our boy Brooks sent me an email. He said, give Cam his email. Remember, you met Brooks. He's in shape. He's a health guy.
Yeah.
He said he's
going
to give you some tips to some healthier living lifestyle.
But, I'm listening.
But I think, how many Pepsis are you crushing a day now?
Probably around, be honest, some days two, some days four. At average, around two
it's
and a half,
that.
Three.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world. You're a big dude, too, so it's not like...
Some days, some days when I have, like, a lot of stress and there's no beer in the fridge, I've had a 5-6 Pepsi day. Okay, you can't do that every day. It's
but
hard. I love
I don't
Pepsi.
Know.
I love
people were thinking it might have been an insulin issue. Like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe your blood sugar is a little off.
I think it's also to do... People don't understand. When you have sleep apnea, you stop breathing, right? So I get, like, when I do those updates or whatever, I'm kind of, like, getting amped up for it, and then I just saw stars, right? And then when you start that, your other body, your thing is to freak out because you think, is this a heart attack or am I going to faint or whatever? And then my breathing went all crazy, and I'd like to thank Yang for helping me through it. It was kind of weird, man. I just want that never to happen again. It was
In the old days when I was in homicide and in the bed and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I could get through a show. You know, our shows weren't that long. You know, I mean, 45 minutes, sometimes an hour and stuff, but most of the time we were opening up for people. And so, 40 minutes or whatever. And I could get through it screaming, no problem. And, you know, my voice would be a little shot after, but I'd be all right. Dude, now I do it? Man, there was a couple of times last summer when we went on tour, dude. I'm singing after, I'm screaming, same thing, man. I'd get just like white. I thought I was going to heaven, Cam. Like,
yeah, I know. No, it's weird.
Like,
you see,
it was a sheet of white. It was like white. I'm like, oh my God. And I was thinking, there's no way in hell I can sing the next verse. And it just comes up. It's like it doesn't stop. It just keeps going and going and going. And then in my head, I'm just thinking, God, how many more songs do we have left, right? I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this. That's why, like, think about a guy like poor Ozzy, man. Sharon Osbourne pushing him out on stage and stuff. Like, yeah, you know, imagine Ozzy. Probably just seeing spots and white lights and weird shit in his head. You know what I mean?
It's true. And another thing is, and you know this, being a singer, why do you think singing's a young man's game too, right? Like, if you look at those bands where singers wailed, they're the guys who always go to, like, a younger guy as a front man because your vocal cords over time, you cough up more phlegm, it's deeper. Especially singing metal, man. Like, that is almost impossible to do. It's very, very hard. The older you get, your vocal cords change, Gabe, like everything else, right?
You can't do the high notes.
No, you can't hit that. No guys who are older can hit high notes. It's impossible.
That's why most of the time when you go see old metal bands, the singer always tells the crowd, let me hear you. And he puts the mic up.
For this part? Yeah. It's like anthem singer. It's like the anthem singer in the NHL playoffs. Nobody does the whole song anymore. Oh,
he pisses you off,
back,
that guy.
Crack a beer. No. Actually, everyone's doing it now. He started it. The guy in Vancouver with the long-haired curls. I told you. I saw that guy.
That guy was a piece of work, though. That guy, if you guys don't know. Yeah. So
he's a weird dude.
The big thing for, like, hockey, the national anthem in the playoffs. And each team, not everyone, but a lot of teams have a guy. And it's usually someone that's, like, got a quirk. Remember the guy in Boston? He did the old go Bruins with the fist bump.
Rene Renicord. Yeah, he does.
Rene Renicord. Montreal sort of started in the old days with Rene Doucette, the French guy with the white hair. Canada. He was really operatic. Yeah. He was good. But yeah, so they got this dude. He's sort of a bigger guy. Not quite a mullet, but kind of, pretty much. And like the hair kind of
curly and long.
And all he does is go, oh, Canada. And then he looks at the crowd, he smiles, and he puts the mic up.
I know. It's
and
unreal.
They do it all.
I know they do.
And then at the end, he gives like the fist pump. It's like, bro, like, can you even sing? We don't know. We never hear you.
I told you, Gabe, I was doing the Journey of the Cup. I was looking for a bathroom. I go in there, I hear all sorts of shuffling going around. So we're in Vancouver where the Canucks play. This guy, right before he went on to sing the anthem, dropped the biggest, like, nastiest dump that I've ever seen. And then he's like, and he takes off, fixes his like tuxedo, and goes out there to do one line of O Canada. Leaves me in there. I go, this guy's he's a clown. Vancouver guy. Yeah, joke. It's the only bathroom, too. Thanks.
Tell me you're in the bathroom and the guy that's singing the anthem in Vancouver comes in there and just drops a fucking bomb.
Oh, like the worst. No air freshener, no nothing. Like just walk together, fixes his like tuxedo, gotta go. I'm like, thanks. I hate that guy ever since that. I'm like, you're an idiot. He gone. Yeah. No etiquette. Damn Canucks.
Yeah, I don't even want to think. You don't like the Canucks. Horrible. Yeah. I don't want to think about this, Cam, but
he's a good guy.
Thinking about the way it looks, I can't imagine it smelled good.
No, you can't. Like, you think I got a bad diet? That guy's gross.
You thought it was bad.
Think about it. I have a 6-minute update or 5-minute update on the top. I almost got through it like seeing stars and passing out. This guy sings one line of the anthem and he's off the ice. Crushing bathrooms.
He takes a big dump before he goes.
Oh, it was disgusting. And he's horrible. I'll never forget. That was my Journey in the Cup. This guy. He's the worst anthem singer on the tour.
I've never heard.
Oh, he's awful. I don't know. Vancouver loves that guy for some reason. I just don't get it.
That's just too good, man. That might be the funniest story you've ever told.
I don't know about that, but it's okay. Yeah, we got some good stories.
Yeah, the guy comes in and crushes it and walks out.
Oh, yeah, right. And just walks out.
Just tucks in the mirror there.
The worst is most normal people would be like, sorry, man, I really had to go. He just gives me like a smirk with that stupid perm, and he's like fixing his tuxedo. Like, you're a jerk, man. Like, come on. Who does that to somebody?
Yeah, I'm over here cracking up, buddy.
Dude, I'm dying. Yeah.
Yo, you guys see Gabe. Gabe is just all over the place. He can't even breathe right now.
National anthem singer.
You know the guy, Marantz.
I just picture him fixing his ducks in the mirror.
Did he wash his hands? Did he wash his hands?
Did he wash out?
I don't know. I don't know if he. I know what, Yang. I'm gonna bet no.
That'd be ruthless right there. You just drop a load like that. Don't even wash your hands.
He's ruthless. Worst anthem singer in the league, hands down. Horrible bathroom etiquette too.
So he goes, oh, Canada, and drops the mic.
Stop. Yeah, he drops the mic.
No, it's like the crowd does the work. Imagine, before a big game, like the Super Bowl, you just say, oh, Zay, can you see? And then you just stop. And then you hold the mic up.
Yeah, there you go. Not even.
Jose.
Jose.
Can you see?
I'm out of here.
Crush
to the rest.
Gotta go crush the bathroom.
Yeah, you got to see this guy's perm, too. It's like an old metal, like, perm that you have, like, very, like, crimped, kind of weird. He's kind of a small guy. It's actually probably a nice fella, but, like, that day was I just had no time for that guy. I was working, like, since 6 o'clock in the morning. Guy takes a dump and then, like, just adjusts. I see ya. Like, no, hey, man. Like, if I knew you were coming in after me, I'd, like, say, sorry, I didn't air freshener, tough dinner
last night.
You're
supposed to do that. Whoa, wouldn't go in there. Whoa, like, yeah. Hey, cool.
It's like, whoa. Sorry, bud. Like, that Kung Pao chicken was real dangerous. Like, no excuse, no nothing. Like,
no just, flush, no courtesy flush, nothing.
No courtesy. No, he's just, the guy's insane.
Although I will admit, sometimes I wonder about my own health after I go to the bathroom, Cam.
Oh, true. It's true.
I walk out, I'm thinking, I'm like, man, that can't be normal.
Oh, I saw some things in the bowl in Vegas that I can't mention on air today. It's not good. And it maybe led to my black.
And even like you look in the bowl, you're like, what the hell?
You're disgusted. You're like, what's going on here? Like, what's my stool?
I remember eating that.
What's in your stool?
Looking inside the bowl, like, I don't remember eating that.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly, Yang. Exactly. I don't know what happens inside, like how it gets crushed or put back into form, or it's scary sometimes. Me and Marantz are pretty bad that way. Yeah, we got some bad.
Bad
escapes.
It's happened to me where I've just drank so much, and basically you go to the bathroom like the next day, and I'm basically just dumping out vodka.
Yeah. It's
I got
it's
the vodka like, runs. It's like, and I'm getting like more sober, Cam. Is it like, it's like leaving my body? Like, I never really realized that last sort of piss after the hangover, it's good. Like, it's getting it out of your system somehow. You know what I mean?
It's cleansing a little bit, but yeah, damage is done because it's sitting in there, right? And it's blending. But you're right, the last one's very
important. I wish we had the power, like in the money, that like we could just put like a camera in your stomach right now.
Oh God, please!
Like I'd like to say, like, all right, like let's take a look inside a cab stomach. Like, you know what I mean? Like look like a shark stomach. Like, you know, you see a tire, like an arm. What's inside the shark? Can you look inside the shark?
That's the best.
He ate that kid there. He ate that boat.
He ate that Michelin.
Like, what's in Cam's stomach?
I don't want to see
I
that.
Told I, you. I told you, if you cut you open, man, it's going to be like bacon grease and stuff coming out.
Sludge.
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 They had to, speaking of anthem singers, they had to shut down the God Bless America once and for all.
Really?
Yeah, you know Kate Smith, like, you know, the Philadelphia Flyers used to do it with Kate Smith, God Bless America.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it turns out she's, what's the best way of putting it? There are some very, very racist videos that she did.
Oh, that's not cool.
Now, whatever, it was the 30s and stuff, but like, she wrote the songs and stuff, and people just discovered this, so... they ain't playing around. Like the Yankees said, we're not playing it anymore. It's done.
Yep.
And
they don't screw around.
And the Philadelphia Flyers, there was a statue of her outside of the arena.
They covered it up.
They covered it up with a blanket.
That's right.
Which, I don't know, kind of dumb. Companies either just take it down then.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Like, you put a blanket over it, just cut it down.
But now people are going to argue about it. Oh, no, you can't take it down. But it's bad. Like, when you see, I didn't watch it. I didn't want to see it. Like, but I saw the video a bit, and I saw, like, the link to the video, and I saw the words of the songs that she sang, and it's over the top. Like, and it's interesting because there was already a debate whether they should still play God Bless America at the seventh inning all the time. Some people thought it was getting a little old. And I don't want to come across as, oh, I'm unpatriotic. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not. I'm just stating that there was conversations even amongst baseball that, are we going to play this song forever type of thing, right? Anything with the anthems just pisses people off. It's like Game of Thrones.
It's true.
Game of Thrones just angers people. I don't watch Game of Thrones. Good for you.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
All right, Game Time Decisions, ready to make the radio. Thanks for supporting some video network, iHeartRadio. I'm Renzi. The other voice you hear. Yeah, Babano's going to join us in the 5 o'clock
he
hour.
Yeah, he does. That's what Babano's going to look
how
like.
Much Babano looks like that dude in Boston, Kev.
Yeah, Renny Renicorn. Yeah, he does look like him. Craziness. Wow. Because he's got great hair, too, like Babano. Yeah, he's going to look like that when he's older. He should grow a stash. Yeah,
I know, with a mustache. He should go out as him as Halloween.
I agree. Great call.
Like, wear that with little Bruin pin and do, like, the, you know? He really looks like Babano. All right, you know what? We'll get Bob on with, because Bob wants to give his prediction for the hockey game. So we'll let Babano deal with him at 5:09. That should be interesting.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm checking
Babano
out this other.
Babano this and game? Bob.
Here it is. Mark Donnelly trips over carpet in Penticton. That's the guy. So stop. He gave us the thing. Oh, sorry. This guy. Have you seen that one where he trips on the red carpet? He's on skates. Yeah. That's the guy.
That's there the guy that dropped. That's the guy that dropped him. The bomb in your.
That's him.
All right. So you never know what you were going to talk about on this show. And we were talking about national anthem singers at sporting events dropping very, very smelly bombs and bathroom stalls that Cam has to deal with.
Sure did.
I saw this story earlier today, and I was like, geez. I'm like, you can't even make this stuff up anymore, Cam. But basically, the founder of a music program in Los Angeles, a nonprofit music program in Santa Ana, California, for children, the founder, Cam, has been charged. And he has been charged with providing the students at the schools with instruments tainted with semen.
Wow. You're right. I didn't even know where to go with that.
Like, this is like...
You guys run the show, too?
He basically...
Funks on instruments and gives them to kids.
Yeah, that's what you're really telling me. Yeah, at least he didn't, like, punch anyone, but you got to be a sick-ass, like, dude, man, to come up with this plot. Like, freaks.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Thanks, Yang. Yeah, we've gone through everything today. Stranger danger, creepers and fans, dumps, rock teams. Yeah, we cover everything. Now, musical instruments. Stick around for more High Chicks with me and Gabe. Repack NBA playoffs tonight. 7 o'clock, Raptors laying 5.5 versus Orlando. Total 11.5, best of 7 series tied at 1. At 8:30, we got Boston and Indiana. Pacers -3 in this basketball game. 205.5. Celtics up 2-0 in the series. Late action, game 3 of the triple header. Portland at Oklahoma City. Thunder laying 7.5 at home, down from 8. 222 is your total. Blazers up 2-0 there. The Lakers are going to meet Tyronn Lue regarding their coaching vacancy. Maybe a LeBron Lue reunion in LA. Stay tuned. Hockey legend Stevie Yzerman, now the general manager of the Detroit Red Wings. Great hire for them. Yzerman, now 53, spent the last 8 seasons as GM and vice president of the Tampa Bay Lightning before resigning in 2018. And then after that playoff run, it was time for him to bolt there. Ken Holland, he's been contacted by a couple of other teams, but he's going to stick around with Detroit to be part of their brass. Yzerman, a Hall of Famer, spent his entire 22-year career with Detroit. He won 3 Stanley Cups as captain of the Red Wings, amassing over 1,750 points there, 1,755 total. Stevie Y, one of the best in the business. 2 games in the NHL ice tonight. Leafs and Boston get the doubleheader going just after 7 o'clock. Boston laying 45 cents at home, over under 6. This best of 7 series tied at 2. Then game 2 of the doubleheader, Calgary hosting Colorado. The Flames need a must-win situation to stay alive. Right now, they're -180, total 6 flat. Avalanche lead 3-1 in the series. They win. They join the Islanders and Blue Jackets in round 2. NFL news, AC Chiefs wideout Tyreek Hill and his fiancée, Crystal Espinal, have temporarily lost custody of their 3-year-old son amid an ongoing investigation into allegations of child abuse. Authorities are investigating an alleged incident of battery that occurred at the couple's home back on March 14th. Police also looking into a child abuse neglect charge for March 5th, but declined to press charges. Oakland Raiders GM Mike Mayock and coach John Gruden reportedly sending home Raiders scouts today as they're not expected to return before Thursday's NFL draft. According to the NFL Network, Gruden and Mayock were unsure of who to trust due to the massive turnover with the Raiders organization and wanted to clear the room. One afternoon game in the MLB, all Cubs right now. The Cubs beating up on Arizona 5-0. They got bases loaded 2 in the bottom of 6. Busy night tonight. Also, 2 games just got postponed. So Minnesota versus Baltimore, Atlanta and Cleveland have been postponed. Rest of the sked. 7 o'clock here. We got the Yankees and Kansas City Royals. New York laying $1.80, over under 9. Junis versus Sabathia. San Fran at Pittsburgh. Giants -115. You're over under 7.5. Bumgarner versus Lyles. Boston at Tampa Bay. Big series there. Rays laying 20 cents. Over under 8. Rodriguez versus Stanek. The Chicago White Sox are at Detroit. The Tigers -115. Over under 8.5. Rondon versus Zimmerman. Washington at Miami. Nats -115 on the road. Over under 7.5. It's Sanchez versus Smith. 8:05. The Houston Astros, big favorites. 235 at Texas. Total 9.5. Verlander and Smiley. 8:10. Dodgers -115 at Milwaukee. 9.5. Stripling, Shasim. 8:15. Mets at St. Louis. Cardinals laying 60 cents. Over under 9 in that game. Vargas versus Wainwright. 8:40. Philly and Colorado. Colorado got their first win at home last night. Rocks -145. Total 10.5. Velasquez versus Marquez. 2 games at 10:07. Seattle at the Angels. Angels 120. Over under 9. Gonzalez versus Pena. Toronto at Oakland. A's -135. 8.5. Stroman versus Brooks. And final game of the night. 10:10. Cincy at San Diego. Padres -137.5. Desclafani and Strom. Round 2 of the PGA's RBC Heritage. They're back on the course now after a long weather delay. Shane Lowry holding a one-shot lead. He's 8 under par for the tournament. Just Dustin Johnson and Emiliano Grillo, they're in the clubhouse just one shot back of Shane Lowry. Stick around, everybody. Me and Gabe have more stories for you. Picks galore. Babana will drop by. And, hey, a whole lot more. Hopefully we'll win some money for you tonight. It's Red Heat and Rage Radio, hosted by Gabe Berenzi, coming up next.
All you have to decide what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, level two. Has it begun? I promised a surprise guest on Twitter right before the show started. And it's his birthday today.
Oh, so
I sent him a text.
Yes.
I sent him a text and I said, happy birthday. And he actually turned the big 5-0.
Oh, boy.
He's officially a member of the Sterling Club in Las Vegas now, as Richard Garner will join us. Richard Garner will step up and in and join us. It'll be just like old times. And it's Richard's birthday today, 50 years old, 50 years young.
He looks good for 50. That's good. Good on Richard. 50.
Yeah, I picture Garner will probably live a long time, don't you? Wouldn't you imagine?
Yeah. Out of all of us, I'm going to take him living the longest, definitely. It's a no-brainer, actually. Yeah, I think Richard, he eats really well, too. Like, I've been out with him. Yeah. He does things in, you know, like, he's very under control.
He's eating things like I can't pronounce. Yeah. Like, exactly. Like, sometimes I don't talk to him that much, but
me neither.
When I
do, should talk to him more.
When I do, though, like, sometimes, like, yeah, he's doing some cleansing thing. Yeah, I'm only eating this or like fluid that or he's new, he's always been new school holistic, right, this guy?
It's true. And the thing about Richard is, what I like about him is sometimes when I'm angry or stressed out, I keep it all in, and that's the worst thing you could do. Richard lets it out. Like, he knows what's going on here. It's better just to explode rather than to keep it in and fester. Uncle Fester's not good, Gabe. When you have a lot of stress and it's creeping on you, it just drives you nuts when it gets in your head. Richard's smart, too. He eats a lot of salads, vitamins. Yeah, he does all the things that I should be doing.
He used to be crazy, man.
He was. No, he had a great temper. Like, Richard's got a great temper. There's no denying it, but I'd rather have a temper like his than keep it all in, because keeping it in is stupid. Then you really explode.
I think back like to some of the times. Like, I remember once he told me in camp, he goes, you know, sometimes I have to fight myself so hard not to jump over the table and punch you guys.
I know. It's like, I didn't really mean to offend him or anything.
He had real like rage, anger. Like, even after, like, most people after, like, it's okay. Like, with him, like, you'd see that he'd have a clenched fist and be like, oh, I got heated. Like, that escalated quickly. And, like, he was so mad. He pounded on the desk. You don't get it, do you? Like,
I know.
He called me once after the John Rocker interview. He goes, if I would have known that you were going to bring John Rocker on the show. Like, he went on. He was going off at about John Rocker and stuff. I was like, he was an interesting guest, you know? It's like,
yeah.
Oh, like, he was. Yeah. Like, we'll bring it up, actually, but I don't want to upset him on his birthday, but
that's
I'm just thinking
point.
Of all the calls that I got from him after I went and I tried to storm the studio to get Dean Blundell. I got the call from him. He's like, you really are an idiot, aren't you? He goes, I don't even know if I can save you anymore, Morenci. After that, and then the
to
subway.
In your defense, though,
the subway
this asshole
was his fault.
Went on. Yeah, like, he started it.
That was Garner to put it on.
He called me fat. He ripped you. He ripped Garner, and the only person he defended was Sarah. As a team, we got attacked for no reason. You took it upon yourself to do something about it. I commended you, and you also made a T-shirt. Very, very smart.
Yeah, I finally threw the T-shirt out. I used it as a rag.
Perfect.
I finally threw it out.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
trouble too. Game Time Decision, Ready to Rage Radio, Community Medicine Sports Radio Network, iHeartRadio, YouTube. I have a rant from out of Rage Red Again. Your Chicago Cubs are up 5-0 right now. Cubs up 5-0, and that's good because I'm holding a ticket in my hand.
The Cubs.
The Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, I'm on them too, Gabe. Took them -1.5. Thought it'd be a good way to start off the day. Yeah, the thing is, it's funny, actually, the only game I went to at Wrigley, I remember, it's kind of like you. I went to the stadium, I bet on the Cubs, and literally, my luck, Arizona scored 7 runs. It was the same meeting. Arizona was scored 7 runs in the first inning, and I was on the Cubs. I'm like, this is going to end well. It was a nightmare, but we seem to have that same luck. Don't bet on teams that we go to their parks. We should bet on the opposite team that they're playing. Then we'd be rich.
There's a lot of shoulda, woulda, couldas over the years.
Yeah,
all right, let's bring in Babano. What's up, Babano?
It's going to be a great weekend upcoming, Easter weekend, and it's loaded with all kinds of NHL and NBA playoffs and lots of exciting stuff to keep us uninterested in family stuff. Let's put it that way.
But we're assuming you're going to confessional this year, Babano? Did you go already?
No.
You're going to church this weekend? No?
Negative. No. No.
You have nothing to confess?
No.
I got a lot to confess.
Yeah, they say that someone that has nothing to confess has lived a boring life, Cam.
I think Babano does a lot of stuff he just doesn't tell us about. He's kind of like, you know, like when we talk about Steve Merrill, sometimes he's kind of like a man of mystery. Like Babano, he tells us he's going to soup places and diners and stuff. I think he does a lot of things after hours that he just won't talk about on air.
Babano, yeah, it's true. I think Babano, I think we know Babano better than Merrill. We don't know Merrill.
Yeah.
I've known Merrill for 17 years. I don't know him. Like I said, like...
we had a good TV chat today. He knows old TV shows, Different Strokes, Mr. Belvedere.
Yeah, he was on top of that, except he didn't know Gary
Coleman.
He
sure was.
Yeah, he was on top of that, though, right? He remembered the episode right away when I brought it up.
I know he did. He knew the name of it. Weird, man.
But I've told you, I think Merrill secretly runs a daycare center.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's my investigative sort of in my mind. Like if you told me like what's going on, I'm like, I bet you him and his wife have like a daycare center.
Daycare. Yeah, interesting. Daycare. Daycare by day cap or by night.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Great.
Well, I asked him once. I said, I don't know about you, Steve. I said, I get the feeling there's a lot we don't know. And I said, you run a restaurant or something? And that's how we came up with Lucky Steve's Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Lucky Steve's.
Right.
All right, Babano. So let's get down to business. We'll start off with hockey, Babano, since you're the one of the ice guys. Toronto Maple Leafs and the Boston Bruins tonight. Boston dug down deep, man. Just Boston are built for the playoffs more than the Toronto Maple Leafs are. And there's no room for error for the Leafs. They have to play perfect. They have to back check. They have to play intelligent hockey for 60 minutes. Otherwise, the Bruins beat them. And can the Leafs do it tonight? Listen, I thought the Leafs could win the other night. I think they're in tough tonight. I played a small play on the Leafs because I put my money where my mouth is. I said the Leafs are going to win the series, and it's the best 2 of 3 right now, so they're going to have to step up. I did like the way they finished the third period, guys. And like you said the other day, Cam, like, guys, play like that. Play with the same intensity. I know that, you know, whatever, Boston had a lead and they were taking the pedal off the metal a little bit, but Cam, it's pretty simple. Toronto needs to play with an intensity level that they have a hard time maintaining or getting to.
Excellent point, and I'll ask Babano this too. I've watched every playoff game, every single minute. The Leafs are the team that definitely takes the most pedal off the metal and coasts. It's playoff hockey. They got to do it. They can be one of the best teams in the league, but they just tend to be lazier. I don't know what your take is, Babano. They better show up tonight.
Yeah, this is a fascinating game because if you believe in momentum and the fact that Pastrnak and Marchand in particular in the last game really got going after a couple games where they were, you know, a little bit more silent than we're used to when they played Toronto, then you're probably going to like Boston tonight to keep the momentum going. Tonight's where we find out if Toronto's come of age. You know, it's the third year in a row for Matthews, Marner, Nylander, this group in the postseason. They went to 7 games, lost to Boston last year. If they've come of age and they've grown up and they've matured and they're ready to handle it this time around, then I think they've got a chance to win this game tonight. This has been a series of adjustments and bouncing back right from the beginning. I mean, the team that's lost the previous game has won the next game in this series so far. I actually like Toronto here. I'm going to take my chances at plus 130. I'm looking at this as a game where Toronto's been good off a loss. Frederik Andersen's been good off a subpar performance, not only throughout the regular season, but in this series as well. The key for the Leafs is either stay out of the box or improve your penalty kill, one or the other, because the penalty kill has really hurt them in this series. And you worry that if they're in the box too much tonight, now that Pastrnak and Marchand in particular got their confidence back last game, got going, they could be playing with fire a little bit. But if you're Toronto, you got to come out here flying tonight, because you know if you win this game, you have an opportunity to end the series Sunday afternoon in Game 6 in Toronto and avoid a Game 7 in Boston, which has been your kryptonite over the last decade. You don't want that if you can avoid it. I think Toronto shows the urgency. I think they do a better job with the penalty kill or stay out of the box. I'm going to take my chance here. I like Toronto at the dog price.
All right. Yeah, let's bring in. What about Bob? Bob Bob's been talking smack about the Leafs. He's back in the Bruins. Bob in Vermont.
Hey, I'm back in the Bruins. That's who I'm taking, the Bruins all the way.
So what? That's your prediction for the Stanley Cup, Bob? The Boston Bruins?
No, my prediction is for the Islanders for the all the way. I'm taking the Islanders against Calgary Flames in the Stanley Cup.
All right, so Calgary, you know, Calgary's down.
Calgary's got some
tonight.
Serious work to do if that's going to happen.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, if they don't make it, I'm still cheering for my Islanders. Hey, Islanders. Isn't this the guy I talk to on Sunday sometimes after you guys leave?
No.
Is this the guy on Sunday?
No, this is a guy, Babano, he's a handicapper, and he's an international soup expert. You can ask him.
Oh, okay.
I
thought he did the Sunday thing. Who did the Sunday thing?
Who, Joe the Fish? Galina.
NFL.
Galina. Yeah, maybe it's Joe the Fish.
Oh, I thought it was somebody else. Okay, sorry. Nice to talk to you, sir.
Yeah, good to talk to you as well, Bob. Yeah, I don't do any shows for Fantasy Sports Network, but Gabe and Cam, they're on, it feels 24/7 sometimes on the network. So I hope you're enjoying
it. Yeah, they're awesome guys.
When was the last
Aren't
time someone
awesome
called
guys?
You sir, Abano?
Sir, yeah, it's good. I like that.
I know, well, sir. I don't know if I warrant sir, but I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you.
I so
okay,
respect.
Bob. So what do you think of the over-under tonight, Bob? Toronto Maple Leafs and the Boston Bruins. They're going to be over or under six goals.
Oh, probably under six.
All right, that's good. Good call, Bob. I have under six, guys. I played under six in this game.
Yeah, because I don't. They're always a tough defense. You know, they're not going to score too many goals.
Going to tighten up tonight too. The Leafs have to tighten up. They have to tighten up.
And it's this game in Boston, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boston, Bob. It's in Boston.
I'm
All right,
sorry.
Bob. What about the Toronto Raptors or the Orlando Magic tonight?
I'm taking your Raptors. Yep. Raptors all the way.
All right, good call. Otherwise, we would have had to ban you, Bob, if you would have taken Orlando.
No, I like the Raptors. I don't like Orlando Magic. I like the Raptors.
You know, our boy Joey Odessa is going to the game tonight.
Nice.
In Orlando.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. He was on the morning show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to lose. They're going to lose. He better bring his tissues with him. So. He's going to lose.
I told him the same thing. I said, take the Raptors on the money line. That's what I told him. To go
yeah,
to the
right? Yeah. Raptors.
Depends on the book, though.
What's the series in that one? What's the number?
1-1.
1-1.
Who's winning?
Big game tonight, Bob. Big game
Who's
tonight.
Who's winning? It's winning. 1-1.
Who's 1-1. Winning in that one? What?
Raptors are going to win.
All right, good. All right, yeah. So where are you from, California, this guy we're talking to?
No, I'm from 1 hour west of Toronto, just outside of Hamilton.
Oh, you're from Toronto? Oh, Canada.
You ever heard of the Hamilton? You ever heard of the Hamilton Tiger Cats?
The Tiger Cats?
Yes, in CFL. Yes, they did.
Yeah, there you go, Bob.
All right, Bob knows
the
stuff.
CFL.
Way to go.
Hey, Bob.
I watched that.
Enjoy the game.
I don't
Have a good one.
Keep going. Battle.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right. Level two continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I have Campbell Morency. Going down to Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart. Cam, we have any live reads to hit?
Yeah, it's a good one there. I'll go find that in my box there, Gabe. And,
that's a good one.
Yeah, I do. Let's see what we got here.
Caught you off guard with that one.
You sure did. That was well played, Morency. I did. Well played. There we go.
As I was saying, I was thinking off. I'll be catching him off guard.
You want me to give it to you? Want me to give it to you right now? Hey, tune in to Make It Rain with Joe Ranieri and Dane Martinez on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. Then stay tuned for Ranieri and Gabe from 9 to 12 on the morning after. These guys do their best, get you addicted to sports wagering. It's a lot of fun. The show is available on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app on iHeart. Tune in, and you can catch the video of the program on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and your favorite app provider. It's Make It Rain with Joe Ranieri and Dane Martinez on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and Fantasy Sports Network 6 to 9. And then my boy Morency and Ranieri from 9 to 12 on the morning after. Stay tuned. Great shows, everybody. Back to you, Gabe.
All right, so we got Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. You can find him on Twitter at Bobano with us. All right, Babano. So Leafs and Bruins tonight. You're taking a shot with the Toronto Maple Leafs as an underdog. I got a small little sprinkle on the Leafs, guys. I played under 6. I expect it to be pretty tight checking and lower scoring. It should be pretty intense now that it's down to a best 2 or 3. I know Boston's going to be responsible defensively. I think they sort of got it out of their system. There's always one game that it gets out of control in every series, so I'm going under. Babano says Leafs. What are you doing, Game Cam?
It's actually interesting, Gabe. I'm going to probably take Toronto in a split unit play. Because they're underdogs, I'm going to take them to regulation at plus a half puck because Boston's the favorite. I also going to split that up to a money line. And I found something very interesting. Toronto plus 1.5 and Colorado plus 1.5 pays plus 130 on a parlay. I know a lot of people think Calgary is going to win. They haven't shown the ability to blow out Colorado. Colorado want to keep the game close. I think it's going to be a one goal game either way. So Toronto plus 1.5 and Colorado parlayed plus 130. That's pretty good. Both getting 1.5 goals for the Dogs.
Babano, Toronto Maple Leafs for you, you're saying.
I think Colorado is finishing off Calgary tonight. I really do believe that in the other game. I'm looking at the Calgary Flames as a team that's had a pitiful display the last two games in terms of their defensive zone coverage. I mean, we've been raving all season about the Flame blue line and how good it's been, and Giordano and Brody and Hanifin, and a great group they're supposed to be. They haven't been able to contain the speed and the pace of Colorado. I mean, Colorado's getting easy entry into the Calgary zone over and over, every single shift. Cale Makar, who just joined the team after the Frozen Four tournament from UMass, college player, Hobie Baker winner, he's joined
That's
the
awesome.
Avalanche on their blue line. He's been excellent. He's given them even more of a speed dynamic from the back end as well. It just seems like Calgary's having a tough time coping. It could have been even worse, believe it or not, if not for Mike Smith in the last two games. Now, Calgary's going to make some lineup changes. It's rock bottom for James Neal. He's a healthy scratch tonight. They expected him to be such a big part of this team this year, and he's been awful. And instead, Austin Zarnik is going to check in for him instead. I don't know if it's enough. The one concern is Calgary, are they going to get Johnny Gaudreau, Sean Monahan get going in this series? They've been silent so far. Maybe they can score. Maybe they can get them going. Maybe they'll play better defensively after giving up 50 shots to Colorado the last two games. But even if they do that, now my concern falls on Mike Smith. For as great as he's been, there's a 37-year-old goalie off back-to-back games where he's faced 50-plus shots and an intense workload. I'm worried he's not anywhere close to as sharp tonight with that workload. An older guy, maybe he's battling a little bit of fatigue tonight. But either way, I don't know if I've seen anything in this series that makes me believe Calgary should be minus 175. in any game, in any venue. I'm going to take a chance with Colorado here. I think it could end.
Cam?
Yeah, I'm with Babano. Definitely a regulation play, plus a half puck, as I mentioned, and money line. Colorado's been the better team. They're faster. And the problem with Calgary's players, Babano touched upon it. Sure, Johnny Hockey and all these guys, they can fly up and down the ice. Defensively, they're a problem. And AKA, look at the Winnipeg Jets with guys like Lane and stuff like that, too. Sure, they could score goals, but what are you going to do when a fast team transitions? You got to get back there. And that's why teams like Colorado and the Blues, they could suffocate you and make you really, really frustrated. I'm telling you, I think Colorado can. Gabe, Calgary should win the game. They're minus 180 favorites, but there's just too much value on Colorado right now. I'm with Babano on this one. I'm taking them in reg, and I'm splitting it up at a plus 160 price for a team that's been better every game. I'm on it.
All right. Only two NHL games here in the season.
I was just waiting.
I was waiting for Babano. I thought Babano was going to say something.
Let it soak in.
No, Colorado. I'm ready to move on. I said my piece, Colorado. Yeah.
All right, Babano says a Colorado Avalanche. All right, NBA basketball tonight. The Raptors. So 5.5. It was 4.5 yesterday. And you know what's crazy, man? Last night, overnight, I said to myself, all right, I'm going to play the Raptor money line tomorrow because I was looking at the FanDuel number. This is where it sucks. I don't have the app because I could have got it in. But last night, Cam, the Raptors were minus 184 on the money line.
Wow.
A little bit past the territory we talk about, but yeah, still, it was 184, and I was like, yeah, and I did the math. I'm like, man, $500 pays back, like, nearly 300, like, basically. It was like, yeah, you got back. You put 500, you got, like, 794 back or something. So I was like, it's not bad, actually. You know, you drop a nickel, you get nearly $800 back. They just need to win the game. But when I got to the book today, no, it was minus 240.
Yeah, that changes everything.
It's been bad all the way up. Yeah, right now it's 230. It's minus 230 on the money line, sitting at 5.5. But basically, they don't want to move it off the 5.5. But not too many people are taking the Orlando Magic tonight. Everyone's really steaming the Raptors here. The totals come down half a point. It was 211.5. It's 211 right now. So, Babano, what do you think of the Raptors in the Magic game tonight?
I definitely lean with Toronto. I get a sense it's going to be Philadelphia, Brooklyn, like that game was last night, where, you know, Philadelphia lost game one, didn't play well, played much better in game two, and they carried that momentum into game three. And give them credit, they did it without Embiid, too, and they were in total control against Brooklyn. I sense that could be the case with Toronto tonight. They got their swagger back in game two. They were outstanding defensively. If they could just bottle that up, play that defense the rest of the playoffs, they're going to be very, very difficult to beat. They just swarmed Orlando. There was contested shots everywhere around the court. Nobody was getting an open look. Bring that kind of defense with you, you're going to be tough to beat. And I think Toronto is going to be carry that momentum from game two, much like Philly did last night against Brooklyn. So I'm looking at Toronto in that game. I wouldn't be interested in Orlando. At some point, the cream has to rise to the top. And if Toronto plays their A game consistently throughout this series, it's going to be too much for Orlando.
Boston, yep. Celtics and the Pacers. Cam, you're saying you like the Pacers tonight. Merrill, yeah, likes the Pacers on the money line. I already played the Pacers.
Yeah, they're my favorite
Pacers
game.
Pacers tonight. Going to be
they're
tough.
My favorite game.
They've had luck. They had bad luck the other night. They deserve better.
They have had bad luck. They do deserve better. They should be had at least a win in this series. Hell, they've been playing really well. They've been playing tight. Now they're at home. Boston feels good about themselves being up 2-0. I think they could maybe just kind of coast through and give in. If Indiana is going to win a game, it's going to be this game, Gabe. I'm on the Pacers. I also like the Raptors. I will parlay it with something. I'm just going through my board with Vizy and Vince right now. We're going to go out meet each other after the show for the Toronto two-step, Gabe. It's both games are right at 7:00 too.
Ooh,
and then I got to work with Kurtz later. So no, it's good. We're going to stay local. I'm only going to have a couple beers and take
going?
An Uber home. Nothing.
What establishment?
I found this new restaurant called Chuck's. A lot of Vince Mann's postal buddies go there. $4 pints during Leafs and Raptors game. That's cheap. You know what? I'm not paying $10 for a beer anymore. I don't care if you have horses, ponies, or dogs. $4 or $5 a beer. That's speaking my language. Chuck's money.
Value personified, as Cam likes to say. That's what that sounds like.
They got a burger and fries deal, Gabe, that's cheaper than McDonald's. It's like $7.95, and I can get like a nice banquet burger in a bar. This place is taking bars down with value.
Any opinion, Babano, on the Celtics and the Pacers?
Yeah, I'm doing something very unique with this game. I've got Indiana first quarter and first half because we know that trend over the years has been pretty good. It hasn't always won, but it's won more than lost, and that's beating down 0-2, playing game three at home, which Indiana is here. First quarter, first half on that team is pretty good against the spread. So that's what I've got, first quarter, first half. If both of those cash in for me, I'm going to then come back and take Boston at halftime because I do think Boston's the better of these two teams. They might have to absorb a punch in the first 24 minutes of this game, but I think they would regroup in the second half and be able to maybe make a comeback if they fall behind in the first half and maybe even challenge to win this game because I really do think Indiana is going to be in tough in this series, and I think they might get out of the gate strong, but Boston's the better team, and over 48 minutes tonight, they'll get better. So I like Indiana first quarter and first half. Then I'm going to jump on Boston at halftime if that works out and see if they can come back into the game.
All right, before we get you out of here, Babano, we got one last game here tonight. The Blazers and the Oklahoma City Thunder on the board. Pretty big point spread at 7.5 points.
I can't lay it with Oklahoma City, and I thought Oklahoma City for sure would win this series before it started, and now I'm not so sure because they're just not shooting the ball well. They're not stopping McCollum and Lillard at all. Their defense was abysmal in the two games in Portland at the Moda Center. Obviously, back home, I would expect them to shoot the ball better at least. I mean, I know Paul George is not 100% healthy, not even close, and Russell Westbrook didn't have a great first two games, Schroeder as well. But I think some of these guys are going to end up getting better. You know, just being back on the familiar confines of home court, the Chesapeake Center there, I think they're going to be able to shoot the ball a little bit better in this game. Portland's defense, you know, Enes Kanter is actually playing, I think, potentially at less than 100% in this game tonight. And even though he's had a decent series so far, I still think of him as a defensive liability. Not much on the side in this game because, you know, Oklahoma City, if they're going to fire back strong with a do or die type of effort, you would think it's here. I just don't want to lay 7.5, but I did take the game over the total. You know, 221.5, 222. Haven't seen an over yet in this series, but I think with the change in venues, OKC will shoot a little bit better, certainly on home court. We'll get our first over, I think, of the series tonight. So I like over 221.5.
Ian Cameron, you can find him on Twitter at Babano. At Babano. Thank you for the time, Babano.
Later, Babano.
See you guys. Good luck. Have a great weekend.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Richard Garner will join us around 6:20 or so on Richard's 50th birthday, and I brought up now he's a member of the Sterling Club.
Sterling
at the Palms, and I heard about the Sterling Club because of our boy Slick Picks, who's in the chat right now, actually. And I'm not all that far off, and I look forward. So, like, that's one of the things when I do get there, I'm going to go to the casino. I don't know if it's still $5, though. That was years ago, so.
Still a good deal.
Yeah. I don't know. The Fertitas took that place over, though.
Man.
They might have.
Tell you one thing. It's not just Garner's birthday. It's also 420 day. Gabe, happy 420. It's funny. I get a text from our boy Scrovey. He's giving away one of those Toronto marijuana leaf jerseys there by the CN Tower. I love these guys. Come join us for a smoke from 1 to 5 right at Front Street. It's like, hey, at 1 to 5, aren't people working? But anyway, I guess if you just want to, you know, get clouds of smoke and party and win, those jerseys are nice. I know you got one. I had one, but it didn't fit me, so he took it back.
So remember we were talking about the guy on Jeopardy and all the money he's winning, that we said, well, you know, we can't do Jeopardy. We admitted it like that, you know, it'd be a real problem. So you said, all right, Sports Jeopardy. So I actually have a Sports Jeopardy template right here in front of me, Cam.
Nice.
I'll put you on the spot right now, all right?
Oh, boy.
They're easy. I saw a few of them before. All right, so sports stuff, World Cup, sports played in the gym, mixed team towns.
Team towns. I want team towns.
All right. You can go 100, 200, 300, 400, 5. You want to start at 100?
I'll start at 100. We'll build, hopefully. Right. Or choke.
Should be able to get this one.
Yep.
This is where the Seahawks are from.
Oh, wicked. Are you kidding me? Seattle, beautiful. Love team towns. Should have had it. Wish it was a daily double.
No. See, it's too easy, but that is a question that they would throw on Jeopardy. You know what I mean?
Sure.
This is where the Timberwolves are from.
Minnesota. This is great.
This is where the Thunder are from.
Oklahoma City.
This is killing Jeopardy right now.
Yeah, I know. I wish these were all like for $1 million questions. It'd be great. Can't even joke.
This is where the Hoyas are from.
Georgetown. Does that count? Or is that real city?
This is where Golden State are from.
Okay, I got a question with this one, though, because Golden State's California. Is it a city like of Oakland, or is it the state of California?
I would safely say Oakland, California, to get them
Oakland,
both in
California.
There.
Yeah, I'm going to go Oakland, California, my final answer.
That was just too easy.
Marancy.
All right, let's go with mixed, so we don't know what this is going to be.
Yeah,
so
mixed could be like mixed doubles, you know?
All right. This famous basketball player has the nickname his airness.
Michael Jordan? Wow, this is crazy.
He was the first African American player in Major League Baseball.
Jackie Robinson? How about we try gyms? Mixed the sports and gyms for 100.
Sports played in the gym. All right.
Yeah, like I might screw this one up.
Okay. This game is played in a gym and involves hitting your schoolmates with balls.
Dodgeball. What is dodgeball?
Yeah. What is Jerry Sandusky would have been acceptable as well.
Yeah, no, he likes paddleball.
I figured he liked hitting students with balls. So
yeah, get over it.
Sports played in the gym. Only four people can play this game in a square.
Four square. God, this game sucks. Is this for real?
This game can be played with a tennis ball against the school.
Wall ball? Tennis? I don't know.
Box ball, wall ball.
Yeah, wall ball. Yeah, exactly.
This game is named after an animal and is played by throwing balls at kids who are running back and forth across the gym.
Hmm. Okay, running back and forth across the gym. Don't know that one.
I don't know either. Named after an animal, no.
Rhinoceros? Giraffe? No, hold on. Tiger? I'm trying to think if we played Dom. I give up. I don't know that one. Tricky. What was it?
All right. The response is, what is Chicken Run?
Chicken Run. Oh, okay. Past my time, before my time, or after Chicken Run.
Yeah, it's too easy. Let's try sports stuff for 500. So let's just see randomly.
Okay. If
it's the most common sport in the whole world. Soccer.
Soccer. Yep.
All right. Listen to this question. The person who dresses up is the team's character.
What, mascot?
Yeah, what is this? Like, what is yeah, this
that's
like,
not Sports Jeopardy. This is
this
kids
common
Jeopardy.
Core Sports Jeopardy? Yeah, exactly. Like, you got every one of them, Cam. You'd be a millionaire if this is real
thank
Jeopardy.
Thank you. A Chicken Run, that sounds like a video game, but thank you. Yeah, those are pretty bad. Like, they should have been like, you know, like I even like team names or something, like the Mocs. Or, you know, you throw something out there like that. Like, it's very interesting. Easy.
Yeah, yeah. Now, this is what I'm talking about now, Cam. All right? Going to raise it up a notch. Which country's first ever home football international was played at the racecourse ground in 1877?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
England.
Wales.
Oh,
Frankie Fredericks represented which African country in athletics?
Oh, Cameroon?
Namibia.
Shit. Now, these are tough.
In inches, how big is the diameter of a basketball hoop? See, now, these are real questions now. See, I bet you this jackass on Jeopardy would know this, though. So, how many inches is a basketball hoop? I didn't know this.
1.25? What is it?
I got to give you the buzzer for that one.
What?
The basketball, inch? The hoop. The hoop,
oh, the whole thing?
Goes in. One
oh,
inch.
Oh, okay. No, I thought you said the
look, it looks like
the
an
wire.
Inch sometime. Yeah. No. The hoop.
I don't know. 24 inches?
18 inches.
Shit, it was 18 inches. Damn. I knew that one. I'm gagging now. This game sucks.
Who was the first U.S. volleyball player to win 3 Olympic gold medals?
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Yeah, now we ain't playing around.
U.S. volleyball player.
That guy, no. Karch Karili. I remember.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Karch.
How many world records did swimmer Mark Spitz set when he won 7 gold medals at the 1972 Olympic Games?
6?
7.
Seven.
He set a world record in each one of the races that he competed. That's unbelievable.
That's very good. Yes, you're right. Unbelievable, right. In fact.
What sport used the term home run long before baseball ever did?
Cricket?
Good call.
Is it cricket?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, got one.
Yeah.
You're right. This Jeopardy is a little bit different. I'd like to see Ken Jennings. You could school him in this stuff.
Which type of ball was basketball played with until 1929?
Type of ball? Medicine ball.
Soccer ball, medicine ball. Can you imagine basketball with a medicine ball?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Ooh, like chest pad, like a very small medicine ball.
Soccer ball.
Soccer ball.
Yeah, these are tough. All right. In 2000, a famous American Miami Dolphin quarterback retired. Who is it?
Dan Marino?
Yes, sir. The San Siro Stadium is in which Italian city?
What is it? San Siro?
The San Siro Stadium.
Napoli.
Milan.
Tough call. I was pure guesswork there.
Very Who tough. Beat Ivan Lendl in a French Open using an underhand serve?
What year?
No year.
Underhand serve.
Who beat Ivan Lendl in a French Open final using underhand serves?
Bjorn Borg?
No. I'll give you a hint. Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Michael Chung?
Michael Chang.
Yeah, Michael Chang. Everybody Wang Chang tonight.
Remember the episode of Seinfeld, Donna Chang wasn't really Asian.
That's right. Donna,
oh, I
Donna
don't want
Chang.
Her advice. Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Like, well, what difference does it make? She gave you good advice. She's not Asian. She's from Long Island.
Donna Chang.
Yeah, so I think it's safe to say, yeah, you're not stumping the Schwab, Cam.
No, it's okay. But
Who is the only coach... No, but yep. I didn't. Dude, good call with a cricket. I wouldn't. I don't know these. I see the answer, but how about this one? Who is the only coach to win both a Super Bowl and a Rose Bowl? The only coach, he won a Super Bowl. He won a Rose Bowl.
Jimmy Johnson? And,
no. Jimmy, though,
Barry
won a
Switzer?
National. Won a, no, they both won national championships and Super Bowls. Yang says Pete Carroll. It's actually a very good.
It's a great guess, gang. That would be like my third. Yeah,
my second guess would be like Bob Stoops.
Bob Stoops.
You know what?
He never won a Super Bowl.
The answer is Dick Vermeil.
Dick Vermeil.
I would have never got that.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I knew Dick Vermeil, but Yang's bringing something to the table here.
He sure is with Pete Carroll. Good call.
Pete Carroll won a Super Bowl. And
what about USC Trojans?
He had to have won a Rose Bowl. Pete Carroll had to have effing won a Rose Bowl.
Me too. I agree.
Like, I don't know though. Look, he lost in the Rose Bowl to Vince Young and Texas. They were playing in national title games. How many Rose Bowls was he really in at USC?
That's a good point. He lost to Vince Young in Texas.
He lost to Texas.
Good guess, Bat Yang. That was a really good one. I was thinking Jimmy Johnson, Barry Switzer. You know.
Yeah, Yang ain't playing around.
No, he's not.
Yang ain't playing around. What was the first televised? What was the first televised football game? In what year was the first TV, the football game on TV for the first time? First time somebody, people were like in their house watching NFL football.
Huh. Were the Jets playing?
No. And in fact, there were only 500 TV sets in the world.
Really? Wow. Yeah. That's a tough one.
The Brooklyn Dodgers against the Philadelphia Eagles. Brooklyn October Dodgers. 22nd, 1939.
Ooh.
Broadcast by NBC to 500 TV sets.
Huh. It's not a lot of TVs.
Wow. It was pretty much like the AAF was this year.
Yeah. Bankrupt.
Pretty much. The AAF. Great call. I'm thinking though, like he had to have won a Rose Bowl. I'm looking it up now. It's pissing me off.
Hey man, for all you guys betting golf out there, I just found Jordan Spieth live a while ago at 25-1. He's 20-1 now, Gabe. He's three under for the day. He's only four shots back and he's got tons of holes left. The course looks very soft. I think that's an interesting play. Jordan Spieth live 22-1. Did he win?
Oh.
Maybe not.
Oh, how's my boy Jim Furyk doing?
He's hanging. He's not seven good. Seven back. He's going to make the cut. He's okay.
Yeah, Pete Carroll did win a couple of Rose Bowls.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Level three approaching. Richard Garner's going to step up and in on his birthday today. Longtime listeners of us know Richard Garner, of course, from yesteryear. But if you're unaware, Richard is an old friend of me and Cam, and former colleague of me and Cam's as well, in which we did very, very popular TV and radio shows in yesteryears and had some real epic throwdown battles, debates, parties, and everything else
everything in between.
Everything exactly. In between.
I was waiting for that. Exactly. Perfect.
And, so Garner will join us, and Garner likes to lay it down. Find out. Is he in a, you know, Garner's like all or nothing, though, right? Like, I'm imagining, though, it's the playoffs. He's got a piece of some action going.
I know what I think. I bet he's got a parlay going. And knowing Richard and the way his mind works, I would not be surprised if he's parlaying the Leafs and Avalanche tonight, both dogs.
But
he likes that big score.
Yeah, he liked to call me on Sunday mornings to input things at times.
That's true.
Can't call me anymore.
Yeah, he could call me.
But he hasn't.
Not yet. We all know Mr. Green. He's a guy who lives in your neighborhood.
I bet you he's dealing. I bet you he's talking with the old double T.
Yeah,
Teaser Tony.
Yeah, I have a feeling he's at his local.
He's with the Teaser Tony crew. You know the crew.
Yeah. He's with TT and he's back.
Tony,
those guys better. TT better have a bag of money for RG when he buries them with parlays.
Game time decision.
Oh, guys, I got an update coming out. Oh, sir, gotta scroll.
All right.
See you soon.